there is a sense of pace in the events of the Holy Triduum, which is quite powerfully emphasized tonight. The Passover itself was to be eaten in haste. The people of Israel were about to be delivered from slavery. It was imminent. They didn't have time, once they had eaten, to wash the dishes, put on their best clothes, prepare themselves for the journey. They needed to be ready when they ate. They were to eat standing. The whole scene is one charged with the imminence of movement out of slavery and into freedom. Our Lord's own Last Supper, the first celebration of the Mass, takes place within a period of some 48, 72 hours of frenetic activity. After the Last Supper, his move to Gethsemane, his arrest, his trial before the Sanhedrin, his trial before Herod the Tetrarch, his trial before Pontius Pilate, his condemnation, his scourging, his carrying the cross, his crucifixion, there is an enormous amount of activity taking place in a very short period of time. There's a sense of movement and of haste. In a sense, the whole Christian life maintains that momentum. The Mass, whose institution we celebrate tonight, is the Passover of the New Covenant. It is the passing from death to life. It is the movement out of slavery to sin into the life given by Christ himself. It is an emergence of Adam out of the darkness into the promise that the Lord offers. Every Mass is marked by that sense of pilgrimage, of movement out of. In that sense, there is no apathy in the Christian life. There's no indifference. There's no being content with how we are. There is a sense that what we're being fed with, the Lord himself, is food for the journey. It's a journey of transformation, change within. God wants to call us, in the words of St. Peter, out of darkness into his own wonderful light now. Not just at the moment when we die, and please God, the Lord summons us to the kingdom of heaven, but he's calling us now. This night, Maundy Thursday, when we celebrate the gift of the Holy Mass, we're celebrating the donation to the church of that which we are going to need regularly in order to continue this pilgrimage, this journey, this not staying still, but moving constantly away from sin and towards our Lord. And those two great pillars, the gift of the Mass and our Lord's promise to be our high priest in every generation through those with whom he shares his priesthood. He does that for the well-being of his holy flock, the church. They need shepherds today, as they have needed shepherds in every generation. It is the care of Christ for souls that leads him to institute this Holy Mass that will feed us for the journey out of sin into holiness. And it is the same love of our Lord Jesus Christ for souls which leads him in every generation to renew his holy people, to lead his holy people through the ministry of priests. And I would urge you tonight, as we celebrate the donation to the church of both, to pray for vocations. Because the Lord calls a priest not for the priest's benefit. Our Lord calls a priest for the people's benefit. He's a gift to our Lord's own flock, that they may have a shepherd. That shepherd needs to be Christ-like in his mentality. His desire must be to lead his people to heaven, to be the one to stand before them and say, follow me, because I know where we're going. We're going towards our Lord. We're not going to stay still. We're not going to find contentment by doing nothing. We're going to move to echo the words of the prodigal son, I will leave this place and go to my Father. All of this is tied into the mystery of Maundy Thursday, the donation of the Mass, the institution of this great sacrifice, our Lord on the cross, and the giving of the mystery of Christ's priesthood to men. All of that points towards that greatest commandment of all, which this night exemplifies in a particularly dramatic way, and that is the command to love. The greatest commandment of all, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your hearts, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall speak of them when you sit in the house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. The love of the Lord our God, which is made visibly present in the love and service of our neighbor. As Christ washes the feet of his apostles, he is sacramentally making present the command that lies at the heart of being human, the command that when we fulfill it, we will be truly among the sancti, the saints of God, humans as they are meant to be. This night contains within it so much that runs to the very heart of what it means to be a disciple of our Lord. Right at its center, the person of Christ himself in the mystery of the Mass, food for our journey out of slavery into life. At the center of the church, the presence of our Lord himself in an animate way as he continues to shepherd his people through the ministry of mere weak human beings with whom he shares his priestly work, and all of which ordered towards that single great goal to inspire within the souls of human beings that greatest vocation of all, to love with the heart of God. Love one another, he says, as I have loved you. And he shows to us the dignity of being human, the magnitude of what God has sown into the very nature of the human person. We are capable of loving with the same mind as God, a love that asks nothing in return, that gives not because it is of benefit to the giver, but solely because it bestows honor, glory, dignity, value, strength, encouragement on the one who receives love. That is how God deals with us. And he looks into the eyes of his disciples. He looks into yours and into mine. And he says, you too can love to so great a degree. I did not create you for mediocrity. I created you to image the divine. Theocracy. My brothers and sisters, the mystery of Maundy Thursday is not just about the mystery of God, it's about the mystery of man. strengthened by so great a gift as the person of our Lord, nourished on his own flesh and blood, led as we are by Christ himself through weak human beings such as our dear Holy Father, our bishop, our priests. It is Christ himself we are relying upon, so that we can become as great as he willed us to be. My brothers and sisters, set yourself to love with the mind and with the soul of our Lord, and you will know true humanity. Invite our Lord this night as we commemorate this extraordinary gift of himself to us. Beg him this night, stir in me the capacity to love, a capacity that perhaps I have only just begun to understand, to appreciate. Stir it, deepen it. Inflame me with the desire to love you and with the desire to love my brothers and my sisters. And allow our Lord to wash your feet, to serve you, because he does so by pouring out on you the strength of his love. His desire is that we should be clean from head to toe. A part of me this night always smiles with such joy at St. Peter. I say at, sounds rather patronizing, I don't mean it like that. The enthusiasm with which St. Peter says, wash me all over. In some ways, I long for the same desire for our Lord as St. Peter has in that moment. And yes, he is weak. And yes, not so long afterwards, he denies our Lord. But in that moment, he shows us just how deeply we can long for the person of Christ. To love him so deeply, we simply wish to be drenched in the mercy he comes to offer us from his Heavenly Father. And I yearn, part of me at least, for the same desire for our Lord. And I pray that through this Holy Triduum, which we begin tonight, that something of St. Peter's desire for our Lord will be felt in the deepest place in your soul and will kindle afresh the love for God our Father and the love for our neighbor, which Christ commands us not just to feel but to practice, that love which will set us on fire as truly human, lovers of the Lord God and servants of our brothers and of our sisters. Farewell to pride, farewell to selfishness, farewell to conceit. Instead, through the mercy and the grace of God, we arise from this night as lovers of the Lord God and servants, willing, loving servants of our brothers and our sisters, for whom we long that they will know, each one of them, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ that is already present in your own hearts and your own souls. God bless you.